Blog Talk Radio.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15. And Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1 and 13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2 and 42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Everything takes time.
Boko Yang Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ram Nazeha Al Habetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemwa Utneto Timo Naim Enave Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Leyo Hage Ki Kuf La Yisrael Ku Mishpot L'Elohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Yisraelim Sefat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoki Misavel Shiki Kape Midu Tavona Badawa, Kawata, Vahalvi, Yu, Vasutra, Vaam, Ehan, Alme, Mbiva, Sela, Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yuzeye, Im, Tishmale, Logiye, Vu, El, Za, Dilo, Tishka Havi, Leel Neha, Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Neewe, Midrayim, Hachetu, Vaamale, Veloshama, Ami, Lakole, Vinzeyer, Lo avale. Va acharche. Bishweli. Leba. Yoko. Bimoa zote. Lou. Ame. Shomea. Li. Israel. Birwake. Yahaleko. Kima. Oeve. Apnea. Vai, Zoe, Ashir, Yadik. Mazane Yahava. Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolan. Vaya Akile Mihale Hita Umige Devash Asbeo.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya hal hagittit le asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu le Elohim, uzenu, 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 uzenu.
make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
מזמור פ"א למנצח על הגבירתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף שמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעידה בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נכר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי. ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, ויהי איתם לעולם. ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה ומצור דבש
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil, and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for help.
Help,
help,
help, help, help, help.
They shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy
mother. Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, age protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shem Av Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this Porsche.
Shalom. Yeah, so here for this Torah portion, the 18th, Mishpatim, Mishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances here for day 4 and 5. Today is the 5th day of the Shavua. So here we have a double rate here for the Abarul.
Here, Yisrael, Shema, Yisrael, here, give ear for the Revi'i, here for the 4th Aliyah, for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments. Here, picking up the 2nd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the book of the names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, for the Revi'i, the 4th Aliyah, 4th reading here, 4th of offering for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments. Elohim, lo, tikalel, with, nasi, bi, ameka, lo, taor, taor, taor. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people, of the I people. Elohim, lo tikalel, we nasi bi'amika, lo taor. Thou shalt not refile Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim, lo tikalel, thou shalt not revile the Elohim, thou shalt not revile Elohim, the judges. Elohim, lo tikalel, we nasi bi'amika, lo taor, nor curse a ruler of thy people. The nasi, we nasi, and the ruler we nasi bi'amika, lo taor, nor curse a ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give to me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen, with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, with his mother. On the 8th day thou shalt give it I. And ye and y'all shall be holy men, set apart men to me. Neither shall ye y'all eat flesh torn of beasts in the field. Ye y'all shall cast it to the dogs, the dogs, the dogs, the dogs. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 Gevil Yisrael, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 23. Lo, 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 tisa, lo tisa, Shema, shav, ala, taset, ka, aim, Rasha, lihiyota aid Hamas. Thou shalt not raise, thou shalt not rise a false report. Lo, tisa, shema'a, shav. Thou shalt not rise, raise a false report, nor put thine hand with the wicked. Al taseta yadika, aim, rasha. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyot aid Hamas. Thou shalt not utter a false report. Lo, tisa, shema'a, shav. Put not thy hand, thy yad, with the wicked, with the ratchet. Allah, tasheta yadika, aim, rasha. To be an unrighteous witness, lihiyota aid Hamas, to be a witness of violence. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to evil, neither shalt thou the eye speak in a cause to decline after many to rest, to wrestle judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If I meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If I see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden, and wouldest forbear to help him, thou, the eye, shalt surely help with him, with him, with him. And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, hear for the Chamishi. Here for the Chamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgment. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 6, for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgment. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Hebrew book of Exodus, Exodus 23, and 6. Lo, lo, tateh mishpot evyonika. Lo, tateh mishpot evyonika. Di rivo, rivo. Lo, tateh mishpot evyonika. Di rivo. Thou, the eye, shalt not wrestle the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Lo tateh mishpat evyonika de'rivo. The eye thou shall not rest, wrestle the judgment of thy poor, evyonika de'rivo, in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked, the ratchet. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also, thou shalt not oppress, thou shalt not downpress a stranger. For y'all know the heart of a stranger, seeing y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Ha Torah, the Torah, the law. Second item, ha Mishpatim, the judgments. The Mishpatim, the judgments, the land and Hashabbat and the Sabbath. Verse 10. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt make it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard. With thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy walk. 6 days thou shalt do thy work. And on the seventh day thou shalt rest. that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other Elohim, of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. The three national feasts, unleavened bread, first fruits, in gathering. Verse 14. Three times thou shalt keep a feast to me, to I, in the year in the Shana. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, I, in the time and the hour appointed of the month of the moon Abib. For in it thou camest me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and no one shall appear before me, before I, empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which that thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, three times in the year all thy males shall appear, all thy males shall appear before Ha Adon Yahuwah, Ella Bnei, Ha Adon Yahuwah shall appear before the Adon. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning, until the bokeh. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house, the bait of Yahuwah Loheka, of Jehovah thy Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk.
Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him.
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 There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
I'd like to return to the classics.
Worry not, you say. Yeah.
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in what 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 they trust in what
hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Peace and Negev, Zed, Ethiopia. Moa Anbesa, Zen Negev, Yehuda. So hear. Amidrai, Psalm Drai, 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 Psalm Drai.
Mizmor Lamed Zain, Lidawi, Alati Tahar, Ba Miraim, Alatik Anea, the Ose of La. Kia Kahatira, Mihera Yamalu. Uka yareka desheya yiyabolun Be'etach vayahua wa'esei tov.
You told me that you love me and I fall for your lies. No, you're telling me another story I can't understand.
Shekana eretza uarei Amun. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, alati tahar ba mi'ra'im. Neither be thou envious, alatik ane, against them that walk, that work unrighteousness. Bi'ose avla, that work unrighteousness. Ki ka chatsira. For they shall soon wither like the grass. Ki ka chatsira mehera yimalu. They shall wither as the grass. Uka yareka deshe yibolun. And fade away as the green herb. Uka yareka deshe yibolun. Trust in Jehovah b'tach by Yahuwah. Trust in Jehovah b'tach. Be confident by Yahuwah. In Jehovah b'tach by Yahuwah. Wa itseh tov. And do good. Va itseh tov. Wa itseh tov. And do good. Wa and itseh. And do tov. And do good. Shekhan eretz. Dwell in the land. Shekhan eretz. Dwell in the land. Tabernacle dwell. Shekhan eretz. Ura'i, and cherish and shepherd. Ura'i, Amun, and cherish Amun, and cherish faithfulness, and feed on. Ura'i, Amun, Ura'i, Amun, and feed on faithfulness. Ura'i, Amun, feed on faithfulness. Let your sustenance be trust in His Amun. Bemunato and his faithfulness.
You told me that you love
today's
me.
Daily psalm. Today's daily psalm. According to royal order, the psalmist and I urges, I selves and I audience, the hearers, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, not to envy the wicked, not to envy the ratchet. Alatitachar, Bam era, the evil doers. But to trust, betach by Yahuwah, trust in and obey Jehovah. For he who we be, will destroy, will downstroy the uckers, the sinners, the lackers, and preserve the tzaddik, the righteous, the tzaddiki, the jar-like ones and ones. When the smoke of judgment clears, the wicked, the ratchet will be gone. We fade away, but the Jah-like ones and ones will remain and inherit Jah's promise, Baraka, his promise, blessing, yea, and the amens of his Baraka, his promise, Jah's promise, blessings.
The psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, the 37th psalm, Psalm XXXVII, is an acrostic. An acrostic psalm, an acrostic means more to chant. It means that every other verse here in today's daily psalm, it begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit, with the omission of the Ayin, the Ayin. The Hebrew letter Ayin is omitted, but each letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, except for the omission, it introduces two verses. So here, in looking at the first three verses of today's daily psalm, Le David. Alati tahara ba me'era ba me'ra'im. So it's a ba me'ra'im, ba me'ra'im. Alati tahara ba me'ra'im. Alati k'aneya be'ose awla. Kiya ka chatira me'heira yimalu. Uka yarek adesheya yibulun. Be'ach ba yahuwa wa eseit o. Shekhana ereta ura'ayh emuna. Picking up with verse 3, the first two verses, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against them that walk, that work unrighteousness, aula, that work twistedness, unrighteousness, perversity, alati tahara, bami'ra'im, alatik anei, be not envious, alatik anei, be'ose aula, against the ose avla, against the workers of unrighteousness, kia ka chatira mehera yimalu, for they shall soon wither like the grass, kia ka chatira mehera yimalu, uka yareka desheya yibolun, and fade away as the green herb, uka yareka desheya yibolun, bitach ba Yahuwah, trust in Jehovah, bitach, be confident. The evidence, the confidence in the victory of the good over evil, and he who be who he be. Bitach by Yahuwah, wa isay tov, and isay tov, do good, wa isay tov, and do good, wa isay tov. Shekhan eret, dwell, shekhan eret, dwell in the land, ur ay hemuna, and cherish emuna. And cherish faithfulness. Now the verb form is singular, right? You see verses 3 to 10 as well. The verb form is singular, where the second person verbs and pronouns are also singular. The psalmist in Ionai's exhortation, build and build up, has a wisdom, a chokmah, a wisdom flavor to it. It's flavored here with the chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, wisdom, as HaMoshiach Yeshua says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. It is personalized for each member of his audience and of I audience. The message here is to be taken personal, right? Personal. So we have this right here when it says over sinners. The KJV brings out this read here in the intro verse. The first, we say proper King James verse, a psalm. But a psalm is italicized, so it's really Lit David of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, the workers of Aula, iniquity, perverseness, unjustness, unrighteousness, wickedness, speaking about moral evil. From the Hebrew awal mean to distort in a moral sense, to deal unjustly, unrighteously. Alati tahar ba me'ra'im, alati k'ane be'ose avla, ki ka chatzir mehera yimalua uka yareka desheya yibolun. Here we have the second verse, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, wither, be cut down, the namal, they will be cut down as the grass, ki, for, ka chatir. What do we have in the chatir? Chatir is the grass, also leeks, right? The grass, the hay, the herb, the leeks, the greenness. We have a sense of the greenness. Kia ka chatir mehera yamalu. Yamalu, to be cut down, to be clipped, to be circumcised, to be cut down like the grass, and wither as the yerek, uka yerek, uka yerek, and as the green, as the green desha, desha, a sprout, desha, green grass, tender herbs, desha, desha, uka yerek, a desha, ye bolun, ye bolun, ye bolun, to wither, from naval, naval, to wilt, to fade away, to fail, to faint. Also the naval, naval, to be foolish, or morally ratchet, to despise, disgrace. Now bringing this out right here in this particular verse, like that green vegetation, they shall fade away. But here bring us to the third verse. The third verse right here, the key word, trust. Bitach, bitach, bitach from batach. Batach is to like hide for refuge, but not so precipitously, right? And there's another word that also to the hasa, right? To the hasa, hasa, to flee for protection. That is in a more precipitous sense. This is not as precipitous. This is that trust, that confidence, right? To trust him, to be confident, to be always sure, always faithful in a sense of batach, 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 batach is to be bold, to be confident, secure, sure, to be sure, to be confident in. Bitach by Yahuwah. Bitach, bitach, be confident in Jehovah. Bitach by Yahuwah. Wa is say, oh, wa is say, and is say, and do, do what? And do good, to asa, to do, to make, make good, make good. Right? I and I be well, he who be, who he be good. And we make it good, we do good. Bit or say, right? You have the or say in that doing good. Why is say? So here, why and is say, connected with confidence in Jehovah, is that doing. The faith without walk is dead. So bitach by Yahuwah, trust in Jehovah. Why is say, oh, and do told. Do told, do good. To dwell in the land, Shekan Eretz. Shekan, like the Mishkan, the dwelling place of Jehovah, to Shekan, but the command is to Shekan, Shekan, Eretz, dwell, abide, dwell in the land. Do not seek to escape the downpression of the wicked, of the ratchet, and flight from the country, from Jah country, but stand your ground, fortified, betach, by Yahuwah, betach, in the confidence, the trust, the guidance, trust in Jehovah, that he, that he who be, we be, Yahweh, Yahweh, will right matters, giving evildoers in their due time, their due, and doing good because of that batach, the batach in Jehovah. Bitach, command, bitach, by Yahweh, trust in Jehovah. What is say and do tov, do good. Shekhan, dwell, eretz, dwell the land, dwell in the land, or aih, and feed on, and feed on, oh, re'ai, re'ai, the shepherding idea, re'ai, 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 oh, re'ai, emunah, 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 emunah. Here we have, so, italicized in the KJV, it says, shalt thou trust, or shalt thou dwell. Here, it should be more dwell in the land. It's a command. Shekan, 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 dwell, Shekan Eretz, dwell land, dwell in the land. And verily and truly thou shalt be fed. KJV brings out, thou shalt be fed. The Hebrew also is, and cherish faithfulness. Urei Hemuna, Urei Hemuna, Urei Hemuna, and cherish faithfulness. So the word verily that KJV brings out, and even the word order is u and re'ai, and feed on, u re'ai, u re'ai, u re'ai, feed on emunna, feed on firmness, feed on security, moral fidelity, faithfulness, stability, right? Coming from the root of the amen, coming from the root of trust. Coming from the root of trust. And this is the word also that expresses in the Hebrew sense, when we talk about faith in the sense of true religion, from the emun, the amen, and we get it straight to the root of the aman, aman, to build up, to support, from that firmness, that trustfulness, that truthfulness, right? That be livingness, right? That trueness, that firmness, that certainness. So sometimes it can be brought out as verily, but when it says, and verily thou shalt be fed, what it's saying here is saying dwell in the land, in the Eretz, in that consciousness, dwelling in the land, Ur'ei Heimuna, by dwelling in the consciousness, dwelling, shekan, and the verb there, shekan, not yashav, to sit, to be seated, but the shekan, dwelling in the land, in the consciousness. Ur'ei Heimuna, not giving up that faithfulness because ones and ones see wicked and ratchet ones prospering in their ratchet ways. Clearly it says not to fret because of the evildoers. Right? We should fret because of the righteous doers, because we're not doing the righteousness, and we say we're of the righteous, of the tzaddikim, we need to of our righteousness. Betach by Yahuwah. Wa is say tov. Trust in Jehovah and do good. Dwell in the land. Shekhan areta ur'ei heimuna. Dwell in the land and cherish faithfulness, or verily thou shalt be fed. To tend integrity. The idea really brings out the sense of tending. Ur'ei Emunah, tending the Emunah, the true and living faith, right? The true religion, right? That true Amen, Emunah, tending integrity. The ra'ah sense is to tend, to shepherd, right? Probably also used here in the sense of guarding over, watching, Emunah, watching over faithfulness, honesty, integrity. Don't lose your integrity because the ratchet, the wicked seem to prosper in their wickedness, their ratchetness. To tend to integrity. Tend to the Emunah, faithfulness, honesty, integrity. This is to be understood, innocent, and overstood as a direct object of the verb. Though it could be taken adverbially as a verbal accusative in the sense of secure, like feed securely, right? If the audience and the hearers, Shema, Shema'uli, if the audience is to be likened to Jah's flock, right, of Jah's sheep, of Jah's sheep, well, then he is the shepherd, and we need to shepherd, right, watch over, to guard, right, to tend to the integrity of his divine majesty. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against them that walk, that work unrighteousness, for they shall soon wither, fade away, be cut down like the grass and fade away as the green herb. Betach by Yahuwah. Trust in Jehovah, wa esay tov, and do good, do good, do good. Esay tov, shekhan eretz, dwell in the land, ur'ei heimunah, and cherish faithfulness, and feed on, cherish integrity, 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 integrity.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, 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 evermore.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amalek. But I want the next verse with Amalek.
Bring forth the Bible.
Worry not, worry not, worry not, worry not.
not, worry not, you say.
مزمور 36 بقنف 37 يداويت مزمور بكفوش لا يستقنع عمت عنم بميادر قول لا يستقنع اند سار فتنا ويدر قلونا اند لما لما كتعلم ميرقف علونا بقزي عبير تامن ملكا من امادر بمدرم تكمل تامنهم تسمارا በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ሲበል የልብህን መሻት ተጣ መንገድህን ለእግዚአብሔር አደራስጥ በርሱም ታመን እርሱም ያደርግልሃል እድቅህን እንደ ብርሃን ፍርድህንም እንደ ቀትር ያመጣ ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዛ ተስፋም አድርገው መንገድም በቀናችለትና ጥመትን በሚያደርግ ሰው አትቅና ከቁጣ ራቅ መዓትንም ተው እንዳትበድል አትቅና ክፉ አድራጊዎች ይጠፋሉና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ግን እነርሱ ምድርን ይወርሳሉ ገና ጥቂት ኃጢአተኛም አይኖር ትፈልገዋለህ ቦታውንም አታገኝም ገሮች ግን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በብዙም ሰላም ደስ ይላቸዋል ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከታዋል እርሱንም በርሱ ላይ ያንገጫግጫ እግዚአብሔር ይስቅበታል ቀኑ እንደሚደርስ አይቷልና ኃጢአተኞች ሰይፋቸውን መዘዙ ቀስታቸውንም ገጠሩ ድሃውንና ችግረኛውን ይጥሉ ዘንድ ልበቅኖችንም ይወጉ ዘንድ ሰይፋቸው ወደ ልባቸው ይግባ ቀስታቸውም ይሰበር ለጻድቅ ያለው ጥቂት ከብዙ ከኃጢአተኞች ሀብት ይበልጣል የኃጥአን ክንድ ትሰበራለችና እግዚአብሔር ግን ጻድቃንን ይደግፋቸዋል የንጹሐንን መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ያውቃል ርስታቸውም ለዘላለም ነው በክፉ ዘመንም አያፍሩም በራብ ዘመንም ይጠግባሉ ኃጥአን ግን ይጠፋሉ የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶች በከበሩና ከፍ ከፍ ባሉ ጊዜ እንደ ጢስ ይጠፋሉ ኃጢአተኛ ይበደራል አይከፍልም ጻድቅ ግን ይራራል ይሰጣልም እርሱን የሚባርኩት ምድርን ይወርሳሉና የሚረግሙት ግን ይጠፋሉ የሰው አካሄድ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ይጸናል መንገዱንም ይወዳል ቢወድቅም ለድንጋጤ አይጣልም እግዚአብሔር እጁን ይዞ ይደግፈዋልና ጎለመስ አረጀሁም ጻድቅ ሲጣል ዘሩም ምህል ሲለምን አላየሁም ሁል ጊዜ ይራራል ያበድርማ ዘሩም በበረከት ይኖራል ከክፉ ሽሽ መልካምንም አድርግ ለዘላለምም ትኖራል እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን ይወዳልና ቅዱሳኑንም አይጥላቸውምና ለዘላለምም ይጠብቃቸዋል ለንጹሃንም ይበቀልላቸዋል የኃጥአን ዘር ግን ይጠፋል ጻድቃን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በርሷም ለዘላለም ይኖራሉ የጻድቃን አፍ ጥበብን ያስተምራል አንደበቱም ፍርድን ይናገራል ያምላኩ ሕግ በልቡ ውስጥ ነው በርምጃውም አይሰናከልም ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከተዋል ሊገድለውም ይወዳል እግዚአብሔር ግን በእጁ አይተወው በተፋረደውም ጊዜ አያሸንፈው እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጥና መንገዱንም ጠብቅ ምድርም ትወርስ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል ኃጢአተኞችም ሲጠፉ ታያለህ ኃጥን ከፍ ከፍ ብሎ እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባም ለምልሞ አየሁት ብመለስ ግን አጣሁ ፈለግኩት ቦታውንም አላገኘሁ ቅንነትን ጠብቅ ጽድቅንም እይ ለሰላም ሰው ቅሬታ አለውና በደለኞች በአንድነት ይጠፋሉ የኃጢአተኞች ቅሬታ ይጠፋል የጻድቃን መድኃኒታቸው ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው በመከራቸውም ጊዜ መጠጊያቸው እርሱ ነው
እግዚአብሔር ይረዳቸዋል ያድናቸዋል ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ ያወጣቸዋል ያድናቸዋል በርሱ ታምነዋልና
This is a kind of cast, I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
And an intonation. So here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side for KJV, we ride up. We ride up. We ride up. Mesma up. Wolit for Memphis Kedus. Mesmor Dawit. Selassie Sabbat. Ye Dawita. Mesmor. Mesmor. Mes. Salanta Tenaisterling. Today's daily psalm, of course, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews from the Metzhaf Kedus, the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. In the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the HSV, Haile Selassie version, we have Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Selassie Sabbat, Psalm 37. Ye Dawit Mezmore, Psalm of David of the Well-Beloved. Ye Tzadkunna. The lot, right, of the righteous and the wicked. The lot of the righteous and the wicked. This psalm is themed in the Sefer Tehillim as the problem of evil. The problem of evil. It also carries the theme and the idea of the security of those who trust in He who be, we be, the Tzadku. Yes, Adkunna, and the insecurity of the wicked, of the ratchet, ye kufu ita fanta. Superscription, ye Dawit Mezmor. Yeah, Dawit of David, a mezmor, a chant, an intonation. So here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side to KJV, we ride up. We ride up. Fret not. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Be kufuoch lai atikna. Amit anim bemi yadargulai atikna. Inda sarafet noa yidark aluna. Inda lemelame kit alima yirek faluna. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. In the sara fetno yidartaluna and wither as the green herb. In the lemelame kit alim yirek faluna. Be egaziari herra tamen, melkaminimma adrig, be midrimma tek emeta tam nehima tesemara. Trust in egaziari herra, the sustainer of the good, the generous av. Be egaziari herra tamen, and do good, melkaminim adrig. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily, thou, the eye, shall be fed. Be midrima tekemet. Tam nehim tesemara. Tam nehim tesemara. Be egaziavi herdesa yibelih. Ye libihnim meshata yisetahal. Delight thyself, the eye self, also in. Egaziavi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous. Ah, be egaziavi herdesa yibelih. And he shall give thee, I, the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way to Egziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Men geddehinna le Egziavi herradrasit be arsuma tamen arsuma yadarig lehal. Commit thy way to Egziavi, a sustainer, to Yahweh. Men geddehinna le Egziavi her adrasit. Trust also in him. Be'arsum atamen. And he shall bring it to pass. Arsum yadarig lehal. Sidkehin in the brahana. Fardihnim in the ketera yametal. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Sidkehin in the brahan. And thy judgment. Fardihnim. As the noonday in the keter yametal. Le egziavi her tegeza. Tesfam adrgo. Men gedimma bek enach letina. Timetina bemiya derigaso atikna. Rest in egziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous Father. And wait patiently for him. Le egziavi her tegeza kesefam adrego. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked, ratchet devices to pass. Men gedim bek enach letina temetin bemiyadariga so atikena kokutarak meatenim tau. Indata bedilla tikna. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Kakuta rak. Cease from anger. Kakuta rak. Cease from anger. Kakuta rak. Cease from anger. Me atinim to. Forsake wrath. Me atinim to. Forsake, leave wrath. Me atinim to. Kakuta rak. Me atinim to. And data bedil atikina. Fret not. Atikina. Fret not. Fret not thyself in any wise to to do evil. Indata bedilla tikna. Kufu adragi wocha yitafaluna. Egaziavi herina teswa yemiyadargu again. And our sumidrina yuarsalu. For evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon Egaziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous father, the generous Av, they shall inherit the earth. Kufu adragi wocha tefaluna. Egaziavi herin teswa yemiyadargugin. And our sumidrin yuarsalu. Genat iki tahat yatenya minorim. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Gena tikit achat yatenya minorim. Tefelgewale botawunim matagenyim. Garocha gin. Midrina yuarsalu. Garoch. Garoch again. Midrin yuarsalu. Bebuzuma salama desilachua. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Garoch again, midrin yuarsalu, bebizum salam desilachual, khatiatenya sarkuna yimeleka ketawal, tersunima versulai yana gechagchal. The wicked plotteth against the just, khatiatenya sarkuna yimeleka ketawal, yimeleka ketawal. Plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Tarsunim barsulayan getagetal. Egziavi her yisika betal. Kenun de mia darissa ayatoalina. Egziavi her sustainer shall laugh at him. Egziavi her yisika betal. For he seeth that his day is coming. Kenun de mia darissa ayatoalina. Khatiatenyo cha sefacho wina mezezu. Kesatacho winema getaru. Dehawina chigrenya wina yitluzen. Libek enochnema yuaguzen. The wicked, the ratchet, have drawn out the sword. Khatiatenyo cha sefacho win mezezu. And have bent their bow. Kesatacho winema getaru. To cast down the poor and needy. Dehawina chigrenya wina yitluzen. And to slay such as be of upright conversation. Libek enochnim yuaguzen. Sefacho wadilibacho wa yigba. Kestachuwima yisbar. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. Sefacho wadilibacho yigba. And their bows shall be broken. Kestachuwima yisbar. Yisbar. Let's adik ayalo tikita kabizuka khatiatenyo chahapta ye beltal. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Let's adik yalo tikita kabizuka khatiatenyo chahapti beltal. Ye khat ana kinda tisabralechna egziavi hergina sadik anina ye degafachual. For the arms of the wicked, the ratchet, shall be broken. Ye khat ana kinda tisabralechna. But egziavi her sustainer upholdeth the righteous. Egziavi hergin sadik anina ye degafachual. Ye nitsuhanin na menged egziavi yaukal. Ristachuim lezalalemno. Egziavi here, the sustainer, knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever, for ever. Ye nitsuhanin na menged egziavi here yaukal. Ristachuim lezalalemno. Bekufuwa zemenim ma yafrum. Beraba zemenim yitegbalu. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. The kufuwa zemenim ayafrum. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. The rab zemenim yitegbalu. Khitana gina yitefalu ye gziyabi hirtelatoch be kabruna kefkefa balugize in the tisa yitefalu. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Egziari, her sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. Khatiatenya ye bedderal, aya kafulimim, sadika gin yirara la yisatalim. The wicked boweth and payeth not again. Khatiatenya ye bedderal, aya kafulimim. But the righteous sheweth mercy and giveth. Sadika gin yirara la yisatalim. Arsun yamiya barukuta midrena yiwarsaluna yamiya regomuta gin yitafalu. For such as the blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Arsun yamiya barukut midrena yiwarsaluna. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Yamiya regomuta gin yitafalu. Yeso atahed ka egziavia zena yitsena. The steps of a good man are ordered by a gziavi her sustainer. Yesoa kahit ka gziavi her zena yisenan, and he delighteth in his way. Menagedunema yuededal, biyawedukim le dinagatea ayat alim. A gziavi her juna yizo yedegafawalina. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Be a word kim le dinagateya ait alim. For Egziavi her sustainer upholdeth him with his hand. Egziavi her ijuna yizo yidegafawalina. Waleme suhu a rejuhum. Sadika siat al. Zarume hilla siya lemin alayahum. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Kul gizei rara la ya bedirmal, zaruma beberreketa inoral. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Kul gizei rara la ya bedirmal, zarum beberreketa inoral. Kakufu shesh melkaminim adrig, lezalalimim atinoral. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, forevermore. Kokufu washash melkamenim adrig lezalalimim atinorale. Egziabi herafarduna yiwededalna kidusanima yitalachumna lezalalimim yitabakachual le nisuahanima yibakalachual yehataan zargina yitafal. For Egziabi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, loveth judgment. Egziabi herafarduna yiwededalina and forsaketh not his saints. Kedusanunima yitalacha women. They are preserved forever. They are preserved forever. Lezalalemima yitabkachual, lenitsuhanima yibekalachual, yehatiana gin, yehatiana zergin, yitefal. But the seed of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be cut off. Sarikana midrina yiwarsalu. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever, forever. Sarikana midrin yiwarsalu. But Erswam lezalalem yinoralu. Ye sarika afat bebina yasatemral. Andebetum ferdina inagral. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. Yes, adik af tibebina yastemral. And his tongue talketh of judgment. Andebetum ferdina inagral. Yam laku hig belubustna. Be rim jawima yisenakalim. Aisenakalim. Yam laku hig. Yamla kuhig belubustna. Be rim jawima aisenakalim. The law of his source, Yamla kuhig, is in his heart, belubustna. None of his steps shall slide. Be rim jawima aisenakalim. Hatiatenyas arkuna yimeleketawal. Leah gedle wima ye wed dal. The wicked watcheth the righteous. Khatiatenya sarkuna ye meleketawal. And seeketh to slay him. Leah gedle wima ye wed dal. Exiavi hergin. Beiju ayatawum. Bete faredowim. Bete faredowim gizeya ayashenafowim. Exiavi will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Exiavi hergin beiju ayatawum. Bete faredowim gizeya ayashenafowim. Exiavi hergin dejtena. Men gedunemat abik. Midrinema te warisa zen, kef kef ya derigahal, khat ya tenyo chima siya tafu wa tayale. Wait on Exiavirin, dejitena, and keep his way, men gedunema tebik, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Midrinema te warisa zen, kef kef ya derigahal. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Chat yaten yochim asiya tafu tayale. Chat an kaf kaf belo inda libano zigbam lemal mo ayahut. I have seen the wicked, the righteous, in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Chatan kaf kaf below in the Libanos zigbama lem lemo ayahut. Bea melessa gin atahut, afeleguhut, abota unnema lagenyuhum. Yet he passed away, and lo, look, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Bea melessa gin atahut, afeleguhut, abota unnema lagenyuhum. Kinnetin at evik. Mark the perfect man. And behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Bedelenyo cha beandineti tefal, yechati atenyo kreta I tefal. But the transgressors shall be destroyed, downstroyed together. Bedelenyo cha beandineti tefal, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. Yechati atenyo kreta I tefal. Yes, arikana medachanitacho ka egziavi herzeno. Bemekracho wimgize metegiacho arsuno. But the salvation of the righteous is of egziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father. Yes, arikana medachanitacho ka egziavi herzeno. Bemekracho wimgize metegiacho arsuno. He is their strength in time, in the hour of trouble. Egziavi her yeredachual, yadnachualim. Kachat yatenyo chima ija yawetachual, yadnachual. Barsuwa tamanawalina. Egziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, shall help them and deliver. And deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked, from the ratchet, and save them. Kachat yaten yochim ija yawet achual. Yad nachualim. because they trusted in him.
Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 36 በቅንፍ 37 የዳዊት መዝሙር። በክፎች ላይ አትቅና፣ አመጣንም በሚያደርጉ ላይ አትቅና። እንደ ሳር ፈጥነው ይደርቃሉና፣ እንደ ለመለመ ቅጠልም ይረግፋሉና። በእግዚአብሔር ታመን፣ መልካምንም አድርግ። በምድርም ተቀመጥ፣ ታምነህም ተሰማራ። በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ሲበልክ የልብህንም መሻት ይሰጣል። መንገድህን ለእግዚአብሔር አደራስጥ፣ በእርሱም ታመን፣ እርሱም ያደርግልሃል። ጽድቅህን እንደ ብርሃን፣ ፍርድህንም እንደ ቀትር ያመጣል። ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዛ፣ ተስፋም አድርገው። መንገድም በቀናችለትና ጥመትን በሚያደርግ ሰው አትቅና። ከቁጣ ራቅ፣ መዓትንም ተው። እንዳትበድል አትቅና፣ ክፉ አድራጊዎች ይጠፋሉና። እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ግን እነርሱ ምድርን ይወርሳሉ። ገና ጥቂት ኃጢአተኛም አይኖርም፣ ትፈልገዋለህ ቦታውንም አታገኝም። ገሮች ግን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ፣ በብዙም ሰላም ደስ ይላቸዋል። ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለካከተዋል፣ እርሱንም በእርሱ ላይ ያንገጫግጫል። እግዚአብሔር ይስቅበታል፣ ቀኑ እንደሚደርስ አይቷልና። ኃጢአተኞች ሰይፋቸውን መዘዙ፣ ቀስታቸውንም ገጠሩ። ድሃውንና ችግረኛውን ይጥሉ ዘንድ፣ ልበ ቅኖችንም ይወጉ ዘንድ፣ ሰይፋቸው ወደ ልባቸው ይግባ፣ ቀስታቸውም ይሰበር። ለጻድቅ ያለው ጥቂት ከብዙ ከኃጢአተኞች ሀብት ይበልጣል። የኃጥአን ክንድ ትሰበራለችና፣ እግዚአብሔር ግን ጻድቃንን ይደግፋቸዋል። የንጹሐንን መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ያውቃል፣ ርስታቸውም ለዘላለም ነው። በክፉ ዘመንም አያፍሩም፣ በራብ ዘመንም ይጠግባሉ። ኃጥአን ግን ይጠፋሉ። የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶች በከበሩና ከፍ ከፍ ባሉ ጊዜ እንደ ጢስ ይጠፋሉ። ኃጢአተኛ ይበደራል አይከፍልምም፣ ጻድቅ ግን ይራራል ይሰጣልም። እርሱን የሚባርኩት ምድርን ይወርሳሉና፣ የሚረግሙት ግን ይጠፋሉ። የሰው አካሄድ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ይጸናል፣ መንገዱንም ይወዳል። ቢወድቅም ለድንጋጤ አይጣልም፣ እግዚአብሔር እጁን ይዞ ይደግፈዋልና። ጎለመስሁ አረጀሁም፣ ጻድቅ ሲጣል ዘሩም እህል ሲለምን አላየሁም። ሁል ጊዜ ይራራል ያበድርማል፣ ዘሩም በበረከት ይኖራል። ከክፉ ሽሽ፣ መልካምንም አድርግ፣ ለዘላለምም ትኖራለህ። እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን ይወዳልና ቅዱሳኑንም አይጥላቸውምና ለዘላለምም ይጠብቃቸዋል፣ ለንጹሐንም ይበቀልላቸዋል። የኃጥአን ዘር ግን ይጠፋል። ጻድቃን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ፣ በእርሷም ለዘላለም ይኖራሉ። የጻድቃን አፍ ጥበብን ያስተምራል፣ አንደበቱም ፍርድን ይናገራል። የአምላኩ ሕግ በልቡ ውስጥ ነው፣ በእርምጃውም አይሰናከልም። ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከተዋል፣ ሊገድለውም ይወዳል።
እግዚአብሔር ግን በእጁ አይተወው በተፋረደውም ጊዜ አያሸንፈው እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጥና መንገዱንም ጠብቅ ምድርም ተወርስ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል ኃጢአተኞችም ሲጠፉ ታያለህ ኃጥእን ከፍ ከፍ ብሎ እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባም ለምልሞ አየሁ ብመለስ ግን አጣሁት ፈለግኩት ቦታውንም አላገኘሁ ቅንነትን ጠብቅ ጽድቅንም እይ ለሰላም ሰው ቅሬታ አለውና በደለኞች በአንድነት ይጠፋሉ የኃጢአተኞች ቅሬታ ይጠፋል የጻድቃን መድኃኒታቸው ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው በመከራቸውም ጊዜ መጠጊያቸው እርሱ ነው እግዚአብሔር ይረዳቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ ያወጣቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም በርሱ አምነዋልና
never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the most I appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're coming in to ask the most I, cause we really want to understand why.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the
So hear today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malkiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin. Psalm 37. Hear. Le David, Ala titahara, ba me ra'im, Ala tikane, be osay aula, be osay aula, be osay aula.
Fret not.
Hear of David, lit David of David. Now, just a little note here, in the KJV, italicized, you find a psalm. So wherever you find the italicization, Haberim, fellow disciples, Talmudim, fellow disciples and associates, when you find the italicization in the KJV, what does that mean? Haberim, it means those words don't appear there in the original, in the Mesoratawi, Kwankwa, in the Ebraist, as the Imperial Majesty says, from the foundational Mesoratawi, Kwankwa, Ka Mesoratawi, Kwankwa, Ka Ebraist. Ebraist in the Royal Amharic Hebrew. So here going to the foundational language according to the teaching of His Majesty Kedemawi Haile Selassie. Here going to the Hebrew. Today's daily psalm, Midrash, study Midrash on Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zain, Lamed Zain, Lamed Zain, Lamed Zain, Lamed Zain of David, Lit David. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Hear. First verse, Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zayin. Lit David, Ala titachar bamiraim, Ala tikane beose olah. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Al-titahar. Fret not. Al-titahar. Al-titahar. Al-don't-titahar. Fret yourself. Fret thyself. Al-titahar. Ba-mi-ra'im. Ba-mi-ra'im. Ra'im. Ra'im. The evildoers on the ra-ra. Ba mi'ra'im, al-titachar, ba mi'ra'im. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious. Al-tik'ane, don't be envious. Be'ose'aula. Against the workers of Avla in the modern Hebrew be pronounced as Be'ose Avla. In the ancient Hebrew, Be'ose Avla. Workers of iniquity, be not thou envious against them that work unrighteousness. Be'ose, the doers of Aula, of Avla, workers of iniquity. Now, these words are to be considered in the light of the verse, even the verse from the Mishle Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Mashav, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17. Let not thy heart envy sinners,
Let not thy heart, make not thy heart envy others. Aliyakane libeka vachatai. Make not thy heart envy sinners, envy others. Ala yikane libeka vachatai. Of whom should you be envious? Only of those who have the fear of Jehovah, he who be who he be all the day. Ki in vidyaratio kol hayom. But be in fear, in reverence, in respect. Vidyarat, yo. Vidyarat, have respect of Jehovah all the day. Ki in vidyaratio kol hayom.
Kol hayom. Kol hayom.
Do not envy the wicked, the rasha. The Rishayim, do not envy the wicked, the ratchet. It is nothing. It is nothing. No thing at all. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth? At most a fourth of a log. 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 And here, a Midrash note on log. Where it says, how much oil is in it? An eighth, at most a fourth of a log. A log. What is a log? Here, the Midrash note here on log refers us to the 16th note to Psalm 23. So here we look at Psalm 23 in the Midrash, Psalm 23, and the 16th. Looking at for the 16th note. We find the 16th note. And what is to be the measure of David's cup? What is to be the measure of David's chalice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? According to Rab, it is to be 221 logs. 221 logs. So log right here in the Midrash note, the 16th note here to Psalm 23. One log or log is a liquid measure that's equal to the contents of the space occupied by six eggs. So a log is a liquid measure. A liquid measure that's equal to the contents of the space occupied by six eggs. Ani lechozer, I repeat. Do not envy the lamp of the wicked. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth, at most a fourth of a log. But the lamp has no afterglow. When the oil is consumed, the lamp goes out at once. As it is said, even in the Mashal, Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 20, the evil man will have no future. The lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Ki lo tihyeh achrita lara'a ner rishayim yidach. For there will be no future to the evil man. Ki lo tihyeh achrit lara'a. The lamp of the wicked, of the righteous ones, ner rishayim, shall be put out. Yidak, yidak, yidak. Ki lo tihyeh achrita la ra'a. Ner rishayim, yidak, 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 yidak. Ki lo tihyeh achrit la ra'a. Ner rishayim, yidak. And here, just a note in the Hebraic, in the Hebrew, in the Hebraic sense, the wicked in the legal sense, wicked, righteous, the wicked is the guilty, and the righteous be the innocent. As concerning the verse, future, achrit, achrit. Has a sense of the last or that which comes after, achrit, speaking of the wicked, his
man will come suddenly, and his lamp near the near of the Risha'im, of the ratchet ones, Yid'ak, 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 will be put out. Hence, hear, David said, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity. Alatik ane bi ose avla bi ose aula. Neither be thou envious against them that work unrighteousness. Alatik ane bi ose aula. And here, Midrash note here, so the P.E., the print edition, the E.T., the edited text, it quotes here, the Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs, Proverbs 23, verse 17a. Ala yikane libeka ba'chatai, make not thy heart envy sinners. Ala yikane libeka ba'chatai. Rather be envious of that lamp that will never go out and whose light will never fail. What lamp is that? The one spoken of in the words, the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. Hear, Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 23. The lamp, the commandment is a lamp. The commandment is a lamp, and the law, HaTorah, the Torah, is light. Ki ner mitzwa with Torah, or for the commandment is a lamp. Ki ner mitzwa, and the teaching with Torah, and the law, the teaching with Torah, or, and the teaching and Torah is or, is light. Ki ner mitzwa with Torah, or. Again, therefore, Silazi, in saying, be not the rival of sinners in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17a. Be not the rival of sinners, of hukkas. And here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 23, first part of the verse, verse 17. Al yikane libeka ba chatayi, and be not, it says, let not thy heart envy sinners. Here we have, be not the rival, be not the rival. Al yikane, al yikane, al yikane ba chatayi, of sinners, of akas. Here, Midrash note, in this comment right here, we have the word kane, kane, kane. Kane, Hebraically, may mean either rival, either rival, al yikane, kane, rival or envy. Here. And make not thy heart rival sinners, or make not thy heart envy sinners. Al yikane libeka ba'chatai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant, be my rival. If it were not for such rivalry, the world could not endure. For no man would take a woman to wife, to Isha, nor build a house, if Abraham had not sought to rival Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim. He would not have become possessor of
heaven and earth. And here, a Midrash note. In this comment, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 19 is read, blessed by God Most High be Abram, possessor of heaven and earth. And here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, the full of full, verse 19. Vayabarkehu vayomar Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon Kone Shamayim Wa'aret. Here in the traditional translation, and he blessed him, Vayabarkehu, and said, Vayomar, blessed be Avram of God Most High, Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon, maker of heaven and earth, or Hebraically, possessor of heaven and earth, Ona Shamayim Wa'aret. Vayibarkehu Vayomar, Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon, Ona Shamayim Wa'aret. That can also be read as blessed by El Elyon, by El Most High, El Elyon, be Avram, possessor of heaven and earth, Ona Shamayim Wa'aret, referred to the Genesis Rabbah 43 and 17. When did Abraham seek to rival Ha'el, the true good Ha'el, Ha'Elohim? When he said to Malachi Edek, Melchizedek, on account of what righteous act didst thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? And here, Midrash notes, in rabbinic literature, the name Malachi Edek, Melchizedek, is taken to be another name for Shem, the son of Noah, of Noah, referred to the Midrash on Psalm 76.3, the third note on Psalm 76, and another Midrash note, here. So reads the P.E., the printed edition. On account of what righteous act is thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? The E.T., the edited text, reads, didst thou come forth alive? And Malachias Erek, Melchizedek, answered, because of the alms that I gave in the ark. Abraham asked, what occasion did you have for giving alms in the ark? Were there poor people there? Were not only Noah and his sons there? To whom did you give alms? Malachi Tzedek, Melchizedek replied, we, I and I, gave alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds. We, I and I, did not sleep, because all night we, I and I, were setting food before this one and before that one. Thereupon, Abraham reflected, had they not given alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds, Noah and his sons would not have come forth alive from the ark, from Hateva. It was only because they gave alms that they came forth from it alive. Therefore, all king, if I give alms to the sons of men, how much greater the deed? At once, Abraham
planted in Eshel, in Beersheba. That is, he gave food, drink, and escort to all the sons of men. And here, Midrash notes on the Eshel, the Hebrew word Eshel, tamarisk tree, referred to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. Vayita Eshel, Bia Ve'era Sheva, Vayayikara Sham. Bishem Yo'el Olam. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba. Wayita Eshel Bia Be'er Shava. And called there on the name of the Lord, on the name of He who be, who He be, the everlasting God, the everlasting true good. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Yo'el Olam. Midrash note, the Eshel, the tamarisk tree, is taken here as an acrostic, a Hebrew or Hebraic acrostic for Akila, food, Shatiya, drink, and Luia, escort. Here, the Eshel is taken as a Hebrew acrostic, meaning first letter of each word, the Aleph, the Sheen, and the Lamed of Eshel, is taken as a Hebrew acrostic for Akila, food, Shatiya, drink, and Luia, escort. Note also that Eshel, it consists of the same consonants as Sheel, Shaal, to ask. And so when Solomon said, according to Ecclesiastes, Ohelet the preacher, Ecclesiastes 4:4, again, I consider all labor and all excelling in work, when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor. It is vanity and striving after wind. V'ayiti ani etzakol amala v'etzakol ki asharona hamaiseh ki hi kinat isha meyar aihu gam ze hevel uar uta ruach. Again, I considered v'ayiti ani, and I saw, and seeing I, and I saw, again I considered, v'ra'iti ani et kol amal, and again I considered, I saw all labor et kol amal, and all excelling in walk and work, with a call kishrona hama iseh. That for it is a man's rivalry with his neighbor. Kihi in ate isha me raihu. Also this is vanity. Gam ze hebel. Also this vanity. Gam ze hebel. And a striving after wind. O reut ruach. We write. Ani et kol amal. We et kol kishrona hama isek. Kihi akinati isha me raihu. Gam ze hebel. Or uta ruach. Here, Kohelet, the preacher called Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 4. this section, verses 4 to 6, the evil of rivalry, or the evil of envy. Again, I considered, ve'ra'iti ani, literally, and I saw. Once more, he and I meditate upon the worth of human labor. Of human labor. Again, I saw all labor and all excelling in work, all excelling in walk. Ve'ra'iti ani et kol amal, ve'et kol kishron ha'ma'aseh, excelling. Excelling in work. Kishron. 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 The Hebrew word is the same as skill, also found in chapter 2, verse 21. And in this passage, it signifies the sincerity and application that a man devotes to his task to make a success of it. A man's rival with his neighbor. A man's rivalry. Ki kinat ish me ra'ehu. For she, he kinat. Rivalry. Ish man. Kinat ish. Man's rivalry. Me ra'ehu. With his ra'ehu. With his neighbor. Or more literally, from jealousy of one toward the other. From jealousy of one toward the other. Inat ish me ra'ehu. The incentive to walk, the incentive to work, is not the accomplishment of something worth doing, but the desire to outdo one's fellow man. Thereby, life becomes a competition instead of mutual cooperation. It is curious to find how very modern this conception is. It would make a splendid motto, some say, for a socialist address against the evils of competition, some say. But Solomon, Shlomo, saying, again, I considered all labor and all excelling in work, when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. When it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. He meant, be not the rival of sinners, of uckers. Al yikane ba chatai, 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 ba
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him.
They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust in him. They trust
in him. They trust in him. They trust in him.
The whole place is doomed forever.
Evil, evil, evil,
evil,
evil,
evil,
boy, everything
takes.
Shlastia.
Evil, evil, evil,
evil. Worry not,
worry not, you say. Yeah.
מזמור למצאין לדוד. אל תתחר במרעים, אל תקנה בעושי עבלה, כי כחציר מהרה ימלו, וכירק דשא יבולון. בטח באדוני ועשה טוב, שכון ארץ ורעה אמונה. והתענג על אדוני, ויתן לך משאלות לבך. גול על אדוני דרכך, ובטח עליו, והוא יעשה. והוציא חאור צדקך, ומשפטך כצהריים. דום לאדוני והתחולל לו, אל תתחר במצליח דרכו, באיש עושה מזימות. הרף מאף, ועזוב חמא, אל תתחר אך להרע. כי מרעים יקרתון, וקובע אדוני המה ירשו ארץ. ועוד מעט ואין רשע, והתבוננת על מקומו ואיננו. וענבים ירשו ארץ, והתענגו על רוב שלום. זומם רשע לצדיק, וחורק עליו שיניו. אדוני ישחק לו, כי ראה כי יבוא יומו. חרב פתחו רשעים, ודרכו קשתם להפיל עני ואביון, לטבוח ישרי דרך. חרבם תבוא וליבם, וקשתותם תשברנה. טוב מעט לצדיק, מהמון רשעים רבים. זרועות רשעים תשברנה, וסומך צדיקים אדוני. יודע אדוני ימי תמימים, ונחלתם לעולם תהיה. לא יבושו בעת רעה, ובימי רעבון ישבעו. כי רשעים יובדו, ואויבי אדוני כיכר קרים, קלו ועשן קלו. לווה רשע ולא ישלם, וצדיק חונן ונותן. כי מבורכיו ירשו ארץ, ומכולליו יתגרדו. מאדוני מצעדי גבר קוננו, ודרכו יחפץ. כי ייפול לא יוטל, כי אדוני סומך ידו. נער הייתי גם זקנתי, ולא ראיתי צדיק נעזב, וזרעו מבקש לחם. כל היום חונן ומלווה, וזרעו לברכה. צור מרע ועשה טוב, ושכון לעולם. כי אדוני אוהב משפט, ולא יעזוב את חסידיו, לעולם נשמרו, וזרע רשעים נחרט. צדיקים ירשו ארץ, וישכנו לעד עליה. כי צדיק יהגה חוכמה, ולשונו תדבר משפט. תורת אלוהיו בליבו, לא תמעד אשוריו. צופה רשע לצדיק, ומבקש להמיתו. אדוני לא יעזבנו בידו, ולא ירשיענו בהישבתו. חווה אל אדוני ושמור דרכו, וירום ממך לרשת ארץ, בהיכרת רשעים תראה. ראיתי רשע עריץ, ומתערה כאזרח רענן. ויעבור, והנה איננו, ואבקשהו ולא נמצא. שמור תם וראה ישר, כי אחרית לאיש שלום. ופושעים נשמדו יחדיו, אחרית רשעים יכרעת. ותשועת צדיקים מאדוני, מעוזם בעת צרה. ויעזרם אדוני ויפלטם, יפלטם מרשעים ויושיעם, כי חסו בו.
They shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. Mizmor Lamed Zayin. Hear, hear, hear the bait. The second verse.
Ki yakachatira mehira yimalu. Uaka yareka desha yibolun.
For they shall soon wither like the grass.
Kia ka khatira mehira yemalu,
and fade as the green herb.
Uka yareka desha yibolun.
Akadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One. Blessed be He, Baruch Hu, said to Dawi, to David, the wicked, the ratchet are nothing at all. Is nothing, nothing at all. The wicked are nothing at all. Their hope is grass. Scripture says likewise, even in Psalm 92, Hebraically the 8th verse, when it reads, when the wicked spring up as the grass, the grass, the grass.
Biyafarach rishaim kumo esev.
When the wicked spring up,
biyafarach rishaim,
as the grass,
kumo esev,
esev,
esev. Biyafarach rishaim. Comment est-ce?
That is to say, the Rishaim, the Ratchet, the Rasha, Rishaim, they flourish, Kumar, Eseb, like grass. In Eob, in Job also, it is said, the hope of the godless man shall perish. He is green before the sun. Even here, Eob. Job chapter 8, verse 13b and verse 16. V'tikvata chaneifa toved, and the hope, v'tikvat, of the godless man shall perish. Chaneif toved, v'tikvata chaneifa toved. Ratov hu lifne shamesh, he is green before the sun. Ratov hu lifne shamesh. Green? Green for how long? As long as the summer sun does not come. And here, Midrash note, literally, the cycle of Tammuz. Literally, here, the cycle of Tammuz. As long as the cycle of Tammuz, or the summer sun, does not come. When the summer sun comes, the grass withers and is cut down like thorns. And wither, where go the thorns? Into the fire, for it is said, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 12, as thorns cut down, shall they be burnt in the fire. V'hayu amima misa refota tzidza kotzima kersochim ba'esha yitzatu, and the peoples shall be as the burnings of lime. V'hayu amim misa refota seed, as thorns cut down, kotzima kersochim, that are burnt in the fire, ba'esha yitzatu. V'hayu amim misa refota seed, kotzima se. Kersochim, kersochim, ba'esha yitzatu. V'hayu amima misa refota sida. Kotzima, kersochim, ba'esha yitzatu. Hence here it is said, the workers of iniquity shall soon be cut down like the grass. Therefore, trust in Jehovah and do good. Here, today's daily psalm is more Lamed Zayin, Psalm 37. Here, the Gamel verse. Did ach by Yahuwah, wa is say, oh, trust in he who be in Jehovah. Did ach by Yahuwah, and do good. Wa is say, oh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Dawid, to David, when thou seest that I do good to the wicked, to the ratchet, make not thy heart grieve. When thou seest that I do good to Harasha, Harishaim, to the ratchet ones, make not thy heart grieve. But go on doing good. That is, turn to Yahuwah, to He who be, who He be. As is said, return to the Lord, say to Him, forgive all iniquity, except that which is good, even in Hosea, chapter 14, verse 3. Echu imakem devarim v'eshuvu liyowa imru elayo kol tisa avon v'kach tov u'ane shalma farim sifateinu. Take with you words. Echu imakem devarim, and return to He who be, who He be, v'eshuvu liyowa. Say to Him, imru elayo, forgive all iniquity, call tisa on, and accept that which is good. Wikach tov. And so will we, I and I, render the bullocks for bullocks. We will render for bullocks the offering of our lips. Ua nit shalma farim sifate. Echu imakem adibarim v'tshubu eli Yehovah imru elayo kol tisa on v'kach tov u'ane shalma farim asifateh.
If I do good to Harasha, to the ratchet, to Harishaim, to the ratchet ones, who vex me, who vex I, and profit me, and profit I not, if I do good to them, then for thee, for the I who trusteth in me, who trusteth in I, who art diligent in the study of Torah, who doest justice and righteousness, as scripture bears witness, David executed justice and righteousness to all his people. 2 Shmuel chapter 8 verse 15. David executed justice and righteousness to all his people.
Vayimlok David al kol Yisrael. Vayehi David osei amishpat ha'u etzedaka lekol amo.
And David executed judgment and justice to all his people. Hear. 2 Samuel Shmuel chapter 8 verse 15.
Vayimlok David al kol Yisrael. Vayehi David osei mishpata u tzedaka likol am. For thee, for the I, how much more and more? For thee, how much more and more shall I do if thou continuest, to trust in me, to trust in I? Hence, here, it is said, trust in he who be who he be. Trust in Jehovah and do good,
B'tach b'Yahuwah
wa'esei tov. Trust in he who be who he be. B'tach b'Yahuwah and do good. Wa'esei tov. With whom may David be compared? With a laborer who worked all his days for Hamelech, for the king, for the Negus, even Negus and Neges. When the king, even Negus and Neges, did not give him his hire, the laborer was troubled and said, am I to go forth with no thing in my hands? Then the king, the Negus, hired another laborer who worked for the king, even Negus and Neges, but one day. And Hamelech and the king, the Negus, even Negus and Neges, laid meal before him, gave him drink, and paid him his hire in full. The laborer who had worked all his days for Hamelech, for the king, for the Negus, even Negus and Neges, said, such reward for this one who did no more work than Hamelech, than one day for the Negus, even Negus and Neges, for me, who have been working for Hamelech, for the Negus, even Negus and Neges, all the days of my life. How much more and more my reward? How much more and more my reward? The other laborer went away, and now the one who had been working all his days for Hamelech, for the king, for the Negus, even Negus and Neges, was glad, Belibo, in his heart. So David said, thou hast put gladness in my heart from the time that I were their corn and their wine increased. Hear, Mizmor Dalet. Psalm 4, verse 8. Natata simcha v'libi me'aita d'ganama v'tirosham rabbu. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. Natata simcha v'libi. More than when their corn and their wine increase. Me'aita d'ganam v'tirosham rabbu. Natata simcha v'libi me'aita d'ganam v'tirosham rabbu. That is to say, when is there gladness, belibe, in my heart? When I seeing what thou the eye has done for Harasha, for Harishaim, for the ratchet ones, their corn and their wine increase, diganam with Hirosham rabu. Rav Eliezer said, from the prosperity of the wicked, of the ratchet, in this world, you can tell the reward of the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. If so much for the wicked, for the ratchet, ha-rasha, the rishaim, how much more and more for ha-tzadik, for the tzadikim, for the righteous. Hence, here, it is written, thou hast put gladness in my heart from the time their corn and their wine increase. Natata simcha b'libi ma'aita d'gana w'tirosham rabu. Hence here also, oh, how abundant is thy goodness that thou, the I, hast laid up for them that fear, that reverence, that respect thee, the I. Psalm 31, verse 20. Ma rav tuveka asher tzafanta li reka. O, how abundant is thy, the I, goodness. Ma rav tuveka, that thou, that the I, hast laid up for them that reverence, that respect thee, the I. Asher tzafanta li reka. Ma rav tuveka asha safanta li reka 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 li reka.